Krishna Book, Canto 14, Sudama, Chapters 80 and 81, Krishna snatches the bundle of chipped rice from Sudama. Upon hearing all that Krishna spoke to him, Sudama replied, "My dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord and Supreme Spiritual Master of everyone. And since I was fortunate enough to live with you in the house of our Guru, I think I have nothing more to do in the matter of prescribed Vedic duties. My dear Lord Krishna, the Vedic hymns, the ritualistic ceremonies, the religious activities, and all the other necessities for the perfection of human life, including economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, are all derived from one source, namely, your Supreme Personality. All the different processes of life are ultimately meant for the understanding of your personality. In other words, they are simply different parts of your transcendental form. And yet, you played the role of a student and lived with us in the house of our Guru. This means that you have adopted all these pastimes only for your pleasure. Otherwise, there was no need for your playing the role of a human being. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of all living entities, knows very well everyone's heart. Krishna is especially inclined to the Brahmana devotees. And therefore, Lord Krishna is also called Brahmanya Deva, which means that Krishna is worshipped by Brahmanas. It is therefore understood that a devotee who is fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead has already acquired the position of a Brahmana. For without becoming a Brahmana, one cannot approach the Supreme Brahman, Lord Krishna. Krishna is especially concerned with vanquishing the distress of his devotees. And Krishna is the only shelter of pure devotees. Lord Krishna was engaged for a long time in talking with Sudama Vipra about their past association. But then, just to enjoy the company of an old friend, Lord Krishna began to smile and asked him, "My dear friend, what have you brought for me? Has your wife given you some nice eatable for me?" While Krishna was addressing his friend, Lord Krishna was looking upon him and smiling with great love. "My dear friend, you must have brought some presentation for me from your home." Lord Krishna knew that Sudama was hesitating to present him the paltry chipped rice, which was actually unfit for Krishna's eating. And so, understanding the mind of Sudama Vipra, Lord Krishna said, "My dear friend, I am certainly not in need of anything. But if my devotee gives me something as an offering of love, even though it may be very insignificant, I accept it with great pleasure. On the other hand, if a person is not a devotee, even though he or she may offer me very valuable things, I do not like to accept them. I actually accept only things which are offered to me in devotion and love. Otherwise, however valuable the thing may be, I do not accept it. If my devotee offers me even the most insignificant things, a little flower, a little piece of leaf, a little water, but saturates that offering in devotional love, then I not only gladly accept such an offering, but I eat it with great pleasure. Lord Krishna assured Sudama Vipra that he would be very glad to accept the chipped rice which Sudama had brought from home. But yet, out of great shyness, Sudama Vipra hesitated to present it to Lord Krishna. Sudama was thus thinking, "How can I offer such insignificant things to Krishna?" And so Sudama simply bowed his head. Lord Krishna, the Super Soul, knows everything in everyone's heart. Krishna knows everyone's determination and everyone's want. Therefore, Krishna knew the reason for Sudama Vipra's coming to him. Krishna knew that driven by extreme poverty, Sudama had come there at the request of his wife. Thinking of Sudama as his very dear class friend, Krishna knew that Sudama's love for him as a friend was never tainted by any desire for material benefit. Krishna thought, "Sudama has not come asking anything from me, but being obliged by the request of his wife, Sudama has come to see me just to please her." Lord Krishna therefore decided that he would give more material opulence to Sudama Vipra than could be imagined even by the King of Heaven. Krishna then snatched the bundle of chipped rice which was hanging on the shoulder of the poor Brahmana, packed in one corner of his wrapper, and then said, "What is this? Why, my dear friend, you have brought me nice, palatable chipped rice." Then Krishna encouraged Sudama Vipra by saying, "I consider this quantity of chipped rice will not only satisfy me, but will satisfy the whole creation." It is understood from this statement that Krishna, being the original source of everything, is the root of the entire creation. Just as watering the root of a tree immediately distributes water to every part of the tree, so also an offering made to Krishna or any action done for Krishna is to be considered the highest welfare work for everyone, because the benefit of such an offering is distributed throughout the creation. Thus, love for Krishna becomes distributed to all living entities. While Lord Krishna was speaking to Sudama Vipra, Krishna ate one morsel of chipped rice from Sudama's bundle, and when Krishna attempted to eat a second morsel, Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune herself, checked Lord Krishna by catching hold of his hand. After touching the hand of Krishna, Rukmini said, "My dear Lord Krishna, this one morsel of chipped rice is sufficient to cause the one who offered it to become very opulent in this life and to continue one's opulence in the next life. My Lord, you are so kind to your devotee that even this one morsel of chipped rice pleases you very greatly, and your pleasure assures the devotee opulence both in this life and in the next." This indicates that when food is offered to Lord Krishna with love and devotion, Krishna is pleased and accepts it from the devotee. Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, becomes so greatly obliged to that devotee that she has to personally go to the devotee's home to turn it into the most opulent home in the world. So if one feeds Narayana sumptuously, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi automatically becomes a guest in one's house, which means that one's home becomes opulent. The learned Brahmana Sudama passed that night at the house of Lord Krishna, and while Sudama was there, he felt as if he were living in the Vaikuntha planet. Actually, Sudama was living in Vaikuntha, because wherever Lord Krishna, the original Narayan, and Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, wherever they live, is not different from the spiritual planet Vaikuntha Loka. Thus ends chapter 80 and 81. Krishna snatches the bundle of chipped rice from Sudama. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari Sahi Goshnabi Hari. Nanda Jasumati Chitta Hari. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Mudhamati. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just worship Sri Gaura Hari, who is always affectionate towards his devotees. Gaura Hari is the same Supreme Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who sported in the cowherd pastures of Braja and stole the hearts of Nanda and Yashoda. The following are notes made by the previous Vaishnava Acharyas for this section. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the words Sarva Bhuta Mano Vigya indicate that since Lord Krishna knows the minds of everyone, Krishna could tell at once that his friend Sudama had brought some flat rice for him and was ashamed to present it. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti's further explanation, Lord Krishna smiled at that moment, thinking, yes, I am going to make Sudama show what he has brought for me. Krishna's smile then turned to laughter, as Krishna thought. So how long is Sudama going to keep this precious gift hidden in his cloth? So in the context of the current episode of Sudama's visit to Dwaraka, Vishwanath Chakrabarti has kindly continued his explanation of Lord Krishna's statements. Krishna's reply to Sudama's anxiety that his bringing such an unfit offering was ill-considered. The use of the words bhaktya prayachati and bhaktyuparitam may seem redundant, since they both mean offered with devotion. But the word bhakya can indicate how Krishna reciprocates the devotional mood of whoever offers him something with love. In other words, Lord Krishna herein declares that his reciprocation in a pure loving exchange is not dependent on the external quality of what is offered. Since Krishna says, something may or may not be impressive and pleasing in its own right, but when my devotee offers it to me in devotion, with the expectation that I will enjoy it, that gives me great pleasure. So in this regard, I make no discrimination. The Sanskrit verb ashnami, or I eat, implies that Lord Krishna eats even a flower which is supposed to be smelled, because Krishna becomes bewildered by the ecstatic love he feels for his devotee. Someone might then question Krishna, "So, will you refuse an offering made to you by a devotee of some other deity?" And Krishna answers, "Yes, I refuse to eat such an offering." Thus, Krishna states by the phrase prayatatmanaha, implying, only by devotional service to Krishna can one become pure in heart. According to the Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti, the description herein of Krishna as the husband of the goddess of fortune implies that Sudama questioned himself, how can the lord of goddess Sri eat this hard, stale rice? By bowing his head, the Brahmana revealed his meditation. Oh, my dear master, please do not make me ashamed, for even if you request it from me repeatedly, I will not give this to you. I have made up my mind about this. But Krishna countered with his own thoughts. The intention you had fixed in your mind while coming here must not be frustrated, for you are my devotee. Vishwanath Chakravarti comments that Krishna momentarily wondered, how has it come about, despite my omniscience, that this devotee of mine has fallen into such poverty? Then, quickly understanding the situation, Krishna spoke as he did to Sudama in this section. According to Sripad Sridhar Swami, Rukmini meant to tell Krishna, "Oh, this much of your grace is sufficient to assure anyone vast riches, which are merely the play of my glance. But please, do not force me to surrender myself to this Brahmana, as will happen if you even eat one more handful." Vishwanath explains that by taking hold of the Lord's hand, Rukmini implied, if you eat all of this wonderful treat your friend has brought from his house, what will I have left for my friends, co-wives, servants, and myself? There will not be enough left to distribute even one grain to each of us. And to her maidservant companions, by her gesture, Rukmini said, this hard rice will upset my lord's tender stomach. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.